Play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by OSF St. Mary Medical Center. All together better. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. Dave's Auto Body. You better call Dave's. By McDonald's, I'm loving it. Craddy Insurance. One office for all your insurance needs. Galesburg Nissan, now located at 2080 North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Breed Love Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. And by Bates Collision Center in Galesburg. We take the decision out of collision. And now, the WGIL broadcast team of Brad Benowitz and Jim Lee with Silver Streaks Basketball on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Or at least Tom Meredith doing his best Jim Lee impression today.
I'll try.
Again, good to have you with us, Silver Streaks Boys Basketball. Before we get started, Tom, the girls are not done before the holiday. I'll let you give a chance to tell what's going on with the girls with Coach Evan Massey sitting right in front of us.
Yeah, they're going to have a Saturday game at some place we have not played before, a shootout in Jacksonville at Illinois College, their prep shootout there. Streets will take on the Jacksonville Crimsons. That'll be a 5 o'clock game on Saturday afternoon evening, so Eric and I will be there. We'll take the air around 4:40 on Saturday. Unfortunately, the Bragging Rights game takes place at the same time in St. Louis between the Illini and the Missouri Tigers, so the number 10 and 12 teams in the nation playing. But we'll have the girls' action for you, trying to break a four-game winning or losing streak, which is very rare for that program.
Yeah, no doubt. And trying to build a little momentum themselves as they head into their own holiday tournament down in Charleston. Silver Streaks boys basketball getting started here tonight. Galesburg sophomores fell by a final of 53-46. Here tonight, the Sterling Golden Warriors on the varsity level 4-4 as they're being introduced now. With Micah Miller, 6'2 junior, Cornell Hartz, a 5'7 senior. And then the front line, all 6'2, Trey Whitaker, 6'2 senior, Zach Remmert, a 6'2 junior, and Zachary Everett, a 6'2 senior. For the Silver Streaks, you heard Coach Mike Reynolds mention in the pregame, Trevon Diggins, Ethan Meeker, Joe Williams will start in the backcourt, a sophomore and a freshman joining Diggins, the senior. And then Grant Gibson, the starting forward, a 6'2 senior, a sophomore, and Ryan Carl, the starting center, a 6'5 senior. So those are your starting five for both clubs. Good to have you with us for Galesburg High School boys basketball on a rare Tuesday night as we are on the road at Sterling, former NCIC team, now out of the Northern Illinois Big 12. They've divided that up into two sections of six teams each, two divisions of six teams each. And DeKalb is a member of that conference as well, who the Silver Streaks saw first game of the football season. So hopefully the trip back up north turns out to be just as successful as that football game did way back in August. So the Silver Streaks win the tip as Trevon Diggins will bring it across midcourt. On the right side, quick three by Meeker from the corner. Comes up short, rebound fought for on the floor. Williams dishes it right back to Ethan. Fakes, baseline, dishes it over on the reverse to Grant. Through the lane, comes up short off the front of the rim, and the rebound knocked out of bounds. Last touch by the Silver Streak. So a couple good looks at it right from the early going. Good to see Galesburg get an offensive rebound right off the bat, but just couldn't convert on either pretty good looks at the basket.
Yeah, it was nice quick ball movement for that first open look for Ethan Meeker.
On the left side, on the elbow, Zach Remmert, the 6'2 junior, steps inside the arc, shoots a 19-footer, and drains it. This is a team that can shoot it, and they will run in and out a lot of players. You heard Coach Mike Reynolds call it a modified system as the Streaks turn it over as Trevon Diggins dribbles into a double team, goes up high for it, and the Sterling press creates a turnover on the first possession. Now a missed shot, back to the outside, Remmert for three. That one's off the rim, chased down by Cornell Hartz for the rebound. And he'll bring it back out. So they're going to get a third crack at the basket here after a couple of offensive rebounds. In the lane, Everett now passes it into the open spot. Remmert dishes it back out. Fake on the left wing. Driving in, Everett cut off. He'll bring it back out to Remmert. Right in front of Coach Mike Reynolds. And back out to the midcourt circle to Micah Miller, the point guard. On the left side, on the wing. Remmert has already knocked down one perimeter jumper. Shoots a three and drains that one. Joe Williams just kind of let him shoot it. And he made him pay after the Streaks turnover.
Yeah, they were pretty patient that time offensively. Streaks played pretty good defense, but Joe didn't close out on him.
Now Trevon drives, breaking the full court press to the outside. Ethan Meeker for three. That one's off the front of the rim. Rebound fought for and a foul over the back. Grant Gibson gets called. Going for the offensive rebound. Well, they're going to call it on Ryan Carl instead on the weak side.
I'll say they were both there. I would agree. I kind of thought Grant was the one that got a piece of him, but nice job boxing out that time. Streaks, even though it was a high rebound, both kind of going up over the back.
So Sterling controlling here in the early going. A minute 45 into the game. Golden Warriors lead 5-0 in the first meeting between these two teams. In the regular season, actually, they played last year. Now the Streaks force a turnover in the half court. Diggins gets caught up in traffic, so he cannot lead the break to the other end. Streaks will have to run some half-court offense here. Diggins to the top of the circle. Gibson driving in from the left side. Jump stop forces it up, and a foul on the floor as Gibson drove to the basket. That'll be against Zachary Everett. First team foul on Sterling. 5:56 to go first quarter, 5-0. Golden Warriors on top.
I wasn't sure that call was going to go that way initially, as Grant had done the little jump stop. It kind of came down a little extra step there, but it was due to the contact.
On the inbound, Gibson gets it over to Meeker on the left wing. Streaks have missed their first three shots. Pump fake in the lane. Gibson dishes it back out to Diggins. Now Williams with it, top of the circle. Right side Diggins, bad pass on the outside. Stolen away by Sterling, then they couldn't control on the break. Gibson dives on the floor, scrambling for it. Now we're going to have a held ball called, and Sterling will get it back on the alternating possession. So two turnovers on the Streaks to go along with three misses from the field in the early going.
We see a lot of that in the girls' games with all the full-court pressure, that you'll have a stretch of about 10 to 15 seconds with two to three turnovers on both teams both ways.
On the outside, a hesitation drive by Remmert, cut off by Diggins, gets it back out on the drive. Miller in the lane, forces it up with the right hand, blocked by Ryan Carl, saves it on the baseline. Now Diggins nearly throws it away. Williams deflects it into the front court, 1-0. Grant Gibson with a pump fake up and in, and the Streaks are on the board at the 5:16 mark of the first quarter.
Nice job of breaking the press once the Streaks had gotten control of the ball there and found an open Grant Gibson.
Credit Ryan Carl with the block under the basket and then to save it on the baseline. Now here's a drive, too strong off the backboard. Rebound on the run, Trevon Diggins trying to outrace the competition. Gets hammered going to the basket, and Trevon will get a couple of free throws.
Good hustle again. You know, we know that Sterling likes to play a little bit of up-tempo, but it looks like so far, I mean, you haven't hit the outside shots yet for the Streaks. The easiest way is to get the lid off the basket is to get to the rim, and that's what they've done the last couple of times down.
And that's what Diggins did so well in the Rock Island game when the Streaks pulled off the big upset there. Trevon's first free throw is good. His first point of the game after he struggled offensively against North Scott on Saturday. Had 16 in the Rock Island game, but then scored only 3 in the Iowa-Illinois shootout game on Saturday. Carl sits down. Marcus Ross gets his first action of the night. Galesburg down 2, 5-3, just past the 5-minute mark of the first quarter. Second free throw by Diggins is good as well. Galesburg's pulled within 1 after a slow start. In the backcourt, Cornell Hartz at 5-7. Now dribbles it across midcourt. Williams all over him. Passes it left side over to Penaflor higher in the game for Sterling. Tom and I talked about him in the pregame. We'll work in a little bit more there. Here's a reach in by Diggins, knocks it out of the hands of Hartz, but apparently last touch by Trevon, and Sterling will hang on to it in the front court.
Take your pick on that first name. You could say Drake or Drock. It looks like Drock to me, but
could be Drake.
Drock, that's true. D-R-A-Q-U-E.
Lob on the inbound. Pump fake by Rafael Sosa in the lane. Now dishes it right side over to Hartz on the wing, and it's back out and a travel called on Sterling. So now the Golden Warriors struggling a bit against the Streaks' half-court defense, which looks much crisper here tonight than we saw in the game on Saturday.
Yeah, a little bit more similar to the Friday night game against Rock Island.
On the inbounds, Meeker to Gibson in the backcourt, playing a little keep away. Now they get it into the front court against the Sterling press. Bullet pass by Williams, left side down along the baseline to Diggins. Back out to Joe for 3, a little bit short. Rebound off the hands of Grant Gibson out of bounds, and it's knocked away by Sterling, so the Streaks will hang on to it.
Yeah, they missed. It was wide open down on the right side. Trevon couldn't, I don't know if he did, kind of lost analog, couldn't pull the trigger on the pass, though.
Deflected pass on the inbound, gets to Ross. Now Williams driving in, cut off, scoops it back out to Meeker. Now into the hands of Gibson, he'll bring it back out to Diggins. They reset the offense, quick dump inside to Marcus Ross, and they call a 3-second lane violation. Marcus was in there for a while. It's a third turnover on the Streaks, denies him an opportunity to take the lead. Just about halfway through the first quarter, it's 5-4 Sterling.
Have you seen very many of those calls on the boys' side this season?
I think that's the first one all year. Now the Streaks on a double team against Hartz, both Gibson and Chien. They're going to call Grant on that one. That's his first. Second team foul on the Streaks. In fact, two team fouls on both clubs now. Three substitutions for Sterling into the game. Tanner DeWitt, a 5'7 senior. Back into the game, Micah Miller. And Zach Remmer returns to action as well. So a couple of starters back on the floor for Sterling here. On the inbound, bad pass intended for Heyer. Picked off by Meeker on the steal. Now lobs it underneath to Diggins. Tough pass. Manages to control it. Rebounds his own miss. And deflected out on the run to Tanner DeWitt. Leads the break. Reach in by Meeker. Steals it away. Back come the Silver Streaks to the other end. Trying to for their first lead of the night. Meeker pulls up on the right wing and a reach-in foul called. As Meeker hesitated on the pass, brought the ball down in, and a hack foul on the arm. That's going to be two fouls now on Micah Miller.
Streaks were just a little bit too slow on the pass down inside to Trevon last time. Kind of caught him in a bad place between the tall timbers.
But he rebounded his own miss. Now the Streaks have a chance to take the lead for the first time. Down 5-4. Diggins picks up his dribble out high, gets it away to Williams, nearly stolen away. Joe drives the lane over to Meeker for three. Good!
Nice job by Joe. Drew the defender and kicked it off to the right baseline as wide open Ethan Meeker was waiting.
First basket of the night for the freshman, and the Streaks have their first lead at 7-5. Golden Warriors score the first five. Streaks have answered with the last seven. In the lane, Miller. In trouble, gets it away just over the outstretched arms of Miller. Into the hands of Remmert down low. And a hard foul on Zachary Everett, who got a position on the low blocks through a double team by Galesburg. They're going to call that one on Ethan Meeker, his first, and the third team foul on the Silver Streaks.
I'd say it was kind of a slow whistle because Ethan went up for the fake and actually came down on his back, but they didn't blow the whistle until actually I think Marcus had made some contact by that point, so I wasn't sure which way the call was going to go.
To the free throw line, Zachary Everett misses the first one badly to the left. 3:04 to go first quarter, 7-5 Galesburg. Top 25 college basketball, pretty quiet night, but a very important game on the schedule. The number 9 Kansas Jayhawks lead Richmond by 22 in the second half, 49-27. Most important game anywhere other than this one.
Anytime you're playing Spiders, right?
That's right. You got to crush them. Tough pass, batted away from the backside. Sterling nearly steals it away on the full court press. Streaks need to be crisper with their passing here. They've had a couple of deflections that they've hung on to. But yeah. Those passes, if they get softer as the night goes along, they're going to be sorry.
Well, that's the thing. Had it been a more crisp pass, Logan Wharf got there and was able to knock it away. But I think with a more crisp pass, he would end up getting called for a foul.
Quick pass. Nice look from Ross. Down the lane to Gibson, who misses the layup. Logan Wharf gets the rebound, then steals it away, or rather throws it away to Marcus Ross. Gibson out high on the dribble. Goes left into the midcourt circle to Joe Williams. Finds the lane, down the lane, and a foul. They're going to count the basket, I believe, as it dropped through. As waiting there, trying to draw the charges, Rafael Sosa, I guess they are going to call it. I don't know what's going on. Now, Sterling,
they did call it on Sosa.
All right, everybody was like, in fact, even the Streaks were heading back, like they were going to have to play defense, so I think they were anticipating the charge call, but the basket does count, and Joe's going to get a couple of a free throw here. With the foul on Sosa. 9-6, Galesburg, 2:37 to go in the first quarter. Williams to the line, comes up way short on the free throw, and then Sterling nearly canceled themselves out on the rebound, but Sosa does control for the Golden Warriors. Galesburg on top by three, 9-6, under 2.5 minutes to go in the first quarter. Bounce pass in the lane, dribbling it away. Good look on the right side, and the layup for Rafael Sosa pulls Sterling within one at 9-8. So, again, that penetration in the lane draws the defense. Galesburg breaks the crest. Left side, Denzel Jones up and in with the rebound or with the layup.
Nice feed from Grant Gibson. Same thing, kind of drew the defender down the middle of the lane and caught Denzel coming down the left side.
Into the front court, Everett picks up his dribble. Ross comes out on top of him, gets a pass away right side over to Logan Wharf. Now between the circles, Remmert dribbles left. Meeker all over him, bounces it right. Williams falls down. Now Whitaker drives inside. Recovers, nearly stolen away. Deflected pass on the bounce over left side, three on the way, and then the missed rebound deflects off the hand of Marcus Ross back to Sterling.
Yeah, Joe Williams kind of made a mistake there. I think maybe he was off bounce, wasn't able to get a grip on the ball, but as that rebound came off, he was trying, I think, to tip it toward Marcus, and he wasn't able to get a handle on it.
On the inbounds, Alex Soriano, left of the backboard, throws it way out high toward midcourt into the hands of Tanner DeWitt. Driving in left side, Jones cuts him off, skips it back out to Everett, who hands back off to DeWitt, playing the point between the circles. Bounce pass on the far sideline, now Soriano near the wing, give and go on the pick and roll, and an offensive foul called as Rafael Sosa plows over Grant Gibson. That's the fifth Sterling turnover and the second foul of the game on Sosa.
Nice job by Grant Gibson. Got there, got the position. He saw that pick and roll coming and stood there and waited for it. Took the contact and gets the turnover.
Minute and a half to go, first quarter. 11-8 is the Galesburg lead after falling behind 5-0 early. Gibson in the backcourt. Up court to Joe Williams. Now the Streaks have numbers. Gets it down court. Layup by Jones. He'll benefit from that all night long. He's got back-to-back layups. Galesburg by 5 now, 13-8, as they broke the press perfectly. Into the front court, Tanner DeWitt struggling with it a bit against Jones in the man-to-man defense. Now Jones gets all over him, passes it away to Whitaker on the bounce near the end of the Galesburg bench, driving in on Williams. Cut off on the double team, duck up and under in between Gibson and Williams. Missed the shot. Meeker on the weak side with the rebound. Into the front court, batted away, stolen away by Soriano for Sterling. Back into the front court, they get it away to DeWitt. Driving down the lane with a left hand, bounces it to the low blocks, Everett. Double team, gets it through the lane on the weak side. That one's over the basket. Good box out by Grant Gibson and then fouled from the backside as he tries to dribble out of there. And that's going to be the seventh team foul now on Sterling. Or will it be just six? It is just six.
I think that's just six, yeah.
So that's two on Everett, two on Sosa, and two on Miller. And as you heard in the pregame, they go deep. So foul trouble typically not that big of a problem, although they certainly know what their leading scorer is to get into foul trouble. Well, full court pressure to Gibson. Go ahead.
But, you know, Galesburg's done a good job protecting.
Down court quickly to Marcus Ross, who does a good job with the up and under with the man flying in from the backside. He faked it, got the defender to go for it. Now a quick drive, out of control shot by Cornell Hartz misses. Meeker picks up his third rebound already, and the outlet to Joe Williams for the layup. Streaks are having some fun now, leading by 9, 17-8 with 10 seconds to go in the first quarter.
Sure, we like up-tempo too.
On the outside, Remmert in trouble with the dribble against Williams. Now Ross with the steal, bats it into the front court with 2. Pump fake for 3, puts it up, and he lost the handle on it on the way up. So the Streaks don't get one more basket, but a good first quarter after a slow start, leading Sterling 17-8 after 1. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Live coverage of GHS basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg, by office specialists in Galesburg and Kewaunee, where your office is their business, and by Chuck Ross of Mel Foster Company, making it happen.
Good luck, Silver Streaks, from the all-new Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall. Stop in and check out the new 2013 Nissans, the most innovative and exciting cars available today. Over 150 to choose from at Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall.
All right, I've gone through all the tracks. Just move through the beats. Do your thing.
All right, everyone, let's hear it for West High's own Brooke Turner, a.k.a. DJ Hook.
Scratching up my first school dance takes confidence. So we're getting into college. I've got what it takes. So do you.
Visit knowhowtogo.org to learn what you should be doing right now to prepare for college. Start taking the steps at knowhowtogo.org. Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation, and the Ad Council.
Terry Cavanaugh here for WGIL. Get more details on Saturday night's performance of Swing Week Christmas at the Orpheum Theater when our guests join us tomorrow morning at 8:35 on the WGIL Morning News.
8 Galesburg after 1. Quick pass to Denzel Jones on the low blocks. Forces it up and in. And how about 3 quick baskets for Denzel Jones off the bench. After falling behind 5-0, Galesburg has outscored Sterling 19-3 until that quick response by Micah Miller at the other end. 19-11. Galesburg by 8 just underway in the second quarter. Up court to Trevon Diggins. Gets off to Ethan Meeker. Quick 3 off the back of the rim. Jones skies for the rebound. Pump fakes. Puts it up. Lost it in a reach-in foul. Jones is going to get 2 free throws here.
Boy, Jones doing a nice job in there. In fact, that last basket, I think it was over one of the taller players. Either I think it was Everett in there. It was either Everett or Remmert, and used his body very well. Same thing that time to be able to draw the contact.
Denzel Jones to the free throw line, 3 for 4 this season. He's already 1 point short of a season high with 6 points. He's well short on the free throw, though. Second one coming, 19-10. Galesburg by 9, just underway in the second quarter. We played 36 seconds.
And Coach Mike Reynolds had his other 4 players off the lane talking to him over here down in the front court waiting for Sterling so they don't get an easy fast break.
20-10, Galesburg by 10. Jones makes the back end of the 2 free throws. Ties his career high on the varsity level with 7 points already. 7:15 to go still in the first half. On the outside, Everett. Right side over to Micah Miller. Skip pass left side on the lob over to Remmert for three. That one's off. Weak side rebound by Whitaker on the putback. Gets fouled, and he's got two free throws coming. That one will be against Denzel Jones, his first and the fourth team foul against the Silver Streaks.
Well, that's something that'll happen sometimes. The Streaks actually did not do a bad job of blocking out that time, but on the when there's a lot of three-pointers being put up, you're going to get a lot of long rebounds, and that was the case.
Whitaker misses the first free throw. Neither team shooting very well from the free throw line here in the early going. Sterling now one of three as a team. Gelsberg also, they were two of three in the first quarter, so they're three of five as Whitaker makes the second. It's 20 to 11, Silver Streaks by nine. Not quite a minute into the second quarter yet. 20 to 11 after the Silver Streaks fell behind 5-0 early.
Three new Golden Warriors come in.
Meeker runs the baseline after the made free throw. Gets it into the hands of Diggins. They break the full court press. Up court to Jones. Down the lane. Gibson. Shot up and in.
Nice job by Denzel finding Grant running down the right side of the lane.
22-11. Galesburg by 11. Quick jumper at the other end. Miller's shot rolls off. And the rebound over the back of Ethan Meeker. Knocked out of bounds by Pinafore higher. And the Streaks will get it back after the quick shot by Miller came up short. That's one thing about the quick baskets. They can get you back into a game quickly, but they can take you out of a game quickly. And right now, Sterling down 11. Couldn't afford a quick one and out there. On the inbounds, nearly stolen away by Hartz. He gets a hand on it, knocks it out of bounds. Streaks will hang on to it.
Yeah, I almost thought we kind of got a breakthrough. I thought maybe Grant had gotten a finger on that after Hartz had hit it.
Even by the way he reacted.
Yeah.
Now a lob to the weak side of the court. Gibson chases it down. Now up court to Jones. It's a foot race. Basket up. Comes up a little bit short, but he draws a foul, and Denzel's going to get two more free throws. Streaks are breaking the full court press perfectly here. They didn't start off that well.
Right.
But once they've gotten into the rhythm of this game, they have really just picked apart that Sterling press.
And what's happened once they've gotten by the initial defenders, they've got almost without fail a two-on-one or a two-on-nothing break going down. And Denzel did a nice job that time. He did have Ryan Carl coming down the left side, but saw he was able to beat the defender to the rim.
And he comes up a little bit long in the first free throw, so Denzel still trying to set his varsity scoring high here. He had seven against Metamora and East Peoria both earlier in the season. He already has seven in the game as he figures to get more playing time with Carson Cheeseman home with an illness. And the second free throw is good, and there's his varsity career high. And we're still only a minute and a half into the second quarter. And a quick runner at the other end. One-hand floater won't go. Sterling gets the offensive.
Your news talk and sports station, Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL. Fox Sports News, go now.
Go! I'm Dan Byron. When the going gets tough, the tough better get the ball to their best player.
Kraft now bounces left wing. Thomas fires a fadeaway jumper and knocks it down for two.
Well, that's what your best players do. Whenever you need a basket, you go to them and they got to produce. And that's a nice play by Deshaun Thomas on the left wing.
Deshaun Thomas has 21 points for 7th-ranked Ohio State, but the Buckeyes have just a 5-point lead on Winthrop, 52-47 with under 9 minutes to go in the game. Call on the Ohio State Sports Radio Network. 9th-ranked Kansas cruising past Richmond, 53-32 midway through the second half. In the NBA, Timberwolves lead the Heat, 42-41, 3.5 until halftime. Dwayne Wade's got 14 for Miami. Cavs lead the Raptors at the half, 53-49. Hawks on top of the Wizards starting the second half, 52-46.
We are Bucks.
Hey,
the more you listen, the more you're informed. News around the clock.
WGIL, Galesburg Radio 14.
Fox News Radio. I'm Ron Flatter. Two 6-year-olds were laid to rest today in Newtown, Connecticut.
the second day of services for victims of Friday's massacre. Schools reopened today in Newtown, where some parents of high school students said the time was right.
They're babies, and the teachers are so badly hurt as we are. So we just know it'll be cathartic for everybody to get them just together.
They also have children that attend Sandy Hook Elementary School, and they believe that new school in Monroe will be a positive step for the kids to move them forward and to get them back together at a place where they can move forward with their education.
Fox's Molly Line in Newtown, Connecticut. At the home of suicide murderer, police continued their work.
According to the Hartford Courant, investigators found no prescription drugs in the home and no record that Adam Lanza was being treated for Asperger's, autism, or any mental illness, but investigators are said to be serving search warrants to obtain medical records for Adam Lanza. They're also processing what's been described as a large amount of evidence, including phone and credit card records and computers recovered from the home that Adam lived with his mother, Nancy, and where he shot and killed her on Friday morning before his rampage.
Fox's Rick Leventhal in Newtown. The National Rifle Association holds a news conference Friday indicating it will withhold comment until then amid new calls for more gun control. One Republican congressman predicts a deficit-cutting plan that raises taxes on million-dollar salaries will pass in the House on Thursday. Mike Simpson of Idaho saying it's better than raising taxes on all salaries, leading one reporter to ask,
why has it taken so long to come to that realization?
Because it's not January 1st yet.
But Democrats say the million-dollar threshold needs to be yet lower. A presidential advisor tells Fox News a counteroffer of a half million may be next. You're listening to Fox News Radio. Fair and balanced.
Win present furniture this holiday season in WGIL's Christmas Pick a Present Contest. Listen for the cue to call and play. Details at WGIL.com.
Currently experiencing technical difficulties from the game at Sterling. As soon as we get a connection back, we'll be back with the GHS boys basketball game from Sterling on WGIL.
What will you build? What will be your legacy? How will you make the world a better place? If you're searching for an answer to these questions, Habitat for Humanity can help. It's a curious thing, thought Habitat for Humanity. We build houses and something more, something extraordinary. A Habitat build site is where laying one foundation can transform a neighborhood. Where painting a room colors an entirely new outlook on life. Where installing a window offers a clearer vision of the future. Where renovating a home can renew a community, where setting a level can balance a life. You see, Habitat for Humanity builds houses and so much more. So what will you build? Visit Habitat.org to learn more.
This Christmas, WGIL has your shopping all done. All you have to do is listen for the cue to call for a chance to play Pick a Present. Details at WGIL.com.
Brad Binowitz, Tom Meredith with you. Again, we apologize for the technical difficulties as our equipment not cooperating with the system up here at Sterling, apparently. But the Silver Streaks are cooperating very well. Galesburg boys basketball team leading the Golden Warriors on the road 30-17 with 14 seconds to go in the first half. And the Golden Warriors have called a full timeout as first-year head coach Jim Preston clearly not happy with the way his team has been executing here in the first half. Again, Galesburg got off to a slow start, falling behind 5-0 in the early going. Then went on a 17-3 run to finish off the first quarter and have just built on the lead here in the second quarter, up by 9 at the end of one at 17-8. Have built the lead to 30-17 as we resume action here following the Golden Warrior timeout. Again, just over 3 minutes to go in the first half. Streaks again nearly forced a turnover into the hands of Zach Remmer. Now into the lane, bounce pass by Chase Shedder. Fadeaway, a little bit too strong. Under the basket with the rebound, Sterling can't get that one back. Marcus Ross gets tied up going for the rebound. The officials blow the whistle. They look at each other. What are they going to call here? Are they going to call a held ball? Or are they going to call over the back? Looks like they're going to call a held ball. So Sterling keeps it on the alternating possession. And another crack at it here. This will be their third offensive opportunity now. And now a timeout on the floor. The officials clearing things out as the players are stacked up in the lane. Now we're underway. Remmert on the inbound from the baseline, right side of his own basket. Gets it in under the wing to Pettifer Heyer, driving into the lane. And he's going to call a on Grant Gibson as Pettifer blew into the lane. Moving to the right of the basket. He got the shot up and in. They called a pocket foul on Gibson. That is his second, 16 foul on the Silver Streak, and a chance at a three-point play for Drake Pettifer. His first basket of the night. Misses the rebound. Ross comes down with it. Hands all over him. Gets the pass away to Gibson. He gives it right back to Ross. And the Streaks bring it up midcourt. They have a two-on-one. Here's Gibson pulling up for three. A little bit off the back of the rim. Rebound on the run by Logan Ward for Sterling. Streaks get back defensively. Cut him off. Lob pass onto the left side to Pettifer. Into the left corner it goes to Remmert. Brings it back out. Now between the circles, Ward. And they'll reset the offense here. 30-19, Galesburg by 11, 2:15 to go in the first quarter. Down the right side of the lane, up and under, too far under the basket, and then Sterling knocks the rebound out of bounds. Rafael Sosa got stepped toward the basket, got too far under the basket, and then he tried to step out and flip it back up, but he hit the bottom of the rim, and the Streaks get the rebound back. Leading by 11, 2:11 to go in the first half. Full court press by Sterling, deflected pass in the backcourt. Meeker now gives it right back to Gibson. Grant gets it across midcourt. Left side into the corner. Here's a drive by Denzel Jones for the left baseline. No. Rebound chip won't go down for Grant Gibson. Zachary Everett comes up with it for Sterling. Golden Warriors trying to get the lead back under double digits here. Galesburg by 11 with a minute 45 to go in the first half. On the right wing, dribbling around, Soriano cut off inside the free throw line. Still with it. Might have been called for a three-second lane violation. There's a drive in by the right side by Hart. Dumps it over to the left side through the lane, over the basket by Zachary Everett. And a foul on the rebound will go against Sterling. We're going to walk it to the other end. Streaks are going to get a one-and-one here. As Rafael Sosa picks up his third foul now. And the 19th foul on the Golden Warriors. We'll send Logan Davis to the line. Davis got quite a bit of playing time in the game on Saturday, the North Scott game, which the Streaks were blown out in the second half. They pulled it to within nine late in the first half and then just got ran out of the Augustana Carver Center. So Logan Davis got quite a bit of playing time in the second half and is into the game here, but he misses the free throw. And the rebound by Shedder for Sterling. Into the front court quickly as they break the press. Jumper on the way by Soriano rolls off. Rebound put back to Everett. His first basket of the game after his second rebound pulls Sterling back within nine at 30-21. Full court press. Streaks break it and then throw it away. They get it into the front court. Stolen away by Cornell Hartz with a right hand. Too strong on the layup at the other end. Out of control. Gibson with a layup and he overthrows Ethan Meeker trying to get back the other direction. The Streaks turn it over, giving it right back. 30-21. Gelsford Sophomore has lost tonight, 53-46. We've got just over a minute to go in the first half. Davis sits down. Joe Williams back in for the Silver Streak. Carl is back in for Galesburg as well, joining Ross, Meeker, and Gibson in the backcourt. DeWitt brings it across midcourt. On the left side, Everett stops at the left high post, kicks it back out to DeWitt. Takes the three and then double dribbles. He dribbles to the left side of the arc, picked up his dribble, pump fakes. And then when the Streaks came and got a hand on his face, he tried to dribble around Ethan Meeker, not remembering that he'd already picked up his dribble once. Meeker inbounds right in front of the Galesburg bench on the sideline below it. Gibson fouled to the backcourt. Tried to dribble between a double team of DeWitt and Whitaker and took a body from both sides. The officials called the whistle on Whitaker. His first and the 10th team foul on Sterling. So with 48.5 seconds to go in the first half, Galesburg's in the double bonus. leading by 9, and Grant Gibson at the free throw line. Has 6 points tonight. First free throw up and in. Make it 7 for Grant Gibson. Galesburg back on top by double digits now, 31-21. Second free throw on the way. Good as well. Grant looking smooth from the free throw line. Had a season low 20, or had a season low 8 in the loss to North Scott on Saturday. He has 8 here in the first half, with the Streaks leading by 11. Coming off a game in which they scored only 36 points Saturday, they have 32 here in the first half tonight. And a kick by the Silver Streaks in the lane on the bounce pass will cause Sterling to inbound it. They'll be on the baseline just to the right of their own basket. Tanner DeWitt will pull the trigger for the Golden Warriors. Remmert and Everett cutting through the lane. Now Shedder gets a look at it in the paint. Kicks it back out on the left side over to Whitaker. Fakes right, drives left on the low block, misses the shot, gets his own rebound, saves it to DeWitt, bounces it through the lane. Bad idea. Carl knocks it away. Stolen away by Meeker. Now he has it stripped away as he drives to the other end, and the Streaks turn it back over. Into the front court, out of control, Diggins picks the pocket of Remmert. One-on-one break at the other end. Up fitted with a layup of 17 seconds to go. First basket of the game for Trevon Diggins. Galesburg by 13, now 34-21. 10 seconds to go. Jumper from the corner, no good. Marcus Ross with a rebound. Outlet on the other end, lays it up and in with 4 seconds to go. Marcus took it coast to coast after the defensive rebound. DeWitt at half court. That one is well off the mark, and we've come to halftime. The Silver Streaks with a flurry at the end of the first half. They score the final 6 points and take a 15-point halftime lead over the host Golden Warriors, 36-21. When we come back on the halftime show, we'll run through some of the first half stats. We'll give you the individual scoring for both teams, and we'll get a word with Streaks assistant coach Steve Cheeseman as well. Galesburg leads Sterling at the half, 36-21. You're listening to Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
GHS Silver Streaks Basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg, by Office Specialists in Galesburg and Kewaunee, where your office is their business, and by Chuck Ross of Bell Foster Company, making it happen.
It happens.
And it can be anything unexpected.
It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision Center. When it happens, it's our hope at Bates that we can make it as easy on you as possible.
Remember, Bates is here to make it better.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
Good luck, Silver Streaks, from the all-new Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall. Stop in and check out the new 2013 Nissans, the most innovative and exciting cars available today. Over 150 to choose from at Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall.
Whenever me and Mommy see trash on the sidewalk, we pick it up because this is where we live and we want to keep it looking good.
After all, it doesn't take but a second to make the right decision. And even though it doesn't mean much to
somebody else, I know it means a lot to people like my parents and grandparents because they have a lot invested in
this community where I met my wife, built my home, started my business, and raised my family.
And someday I hope my children understand the difference between living in a community and being of a community. I am of Galesburg, Illinois.
And no matter where I go, I'll always know this is home.
Galesburg Community Foundation exists to make the place we call home healthier, so we can enjoy it now, and our children and grandchildren can enjoy it in the future. We all have something to contribute, and together we can make Galesburg and the surrounding areas into hometowns we're proud to be from. Find out how you can help at ahealthycommunity.org. Galesburg Community Foundation, strengthening local philanthropy to support a healthy community.
People who insist that it doesn't matter who does your screen printing have lower standards than you. You know what you want. You know what you expect. Clean lines, artistic designs, quality materials that players will actually want to wear. Screen-printed sportswear like that comes from Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Soft, comfortable fabrics, bright, bold colors, crisp school logos that profess your loyalty loud and proud. Find everything you need on and off the field at Breedlove's in downtown Kewaunee. Everything sports.
Silver Streaks boys basketball continues with the OSF St. Mary Medical Center halftime report. Brought to you by OSF St. Mary Medical Center. All together better.
Good first half for the Galesburg boys basketball team on the road on a rare Tuesday night game. They've got contributions from everybody here in the first half, leading Sterling 36-21. After the Golden Warriors kept the Galesburg 15-point lead at 28-13, down to 9 at 30-21.
Silver Streak then scored the final 6 points of the first half and lead by 15 at the half, 36-21. Good balance scoring by the Silver Streaks in the first half, led by Denzel Jones with a career high in the varsity level with 8. Grant Gibson also with 8, getting a couple of free throws there late in the first half. Next up, Joe Williams with 7, Marcus Ross and Trevon Diggins each with 4. Ethan Meeker has 3 in the first half, Tyson Parks with 2. Ryan Carl and Logan Davis have played but have not scored for the Silver Streaks. Our halftime statistics brought to you by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. For the Sterling Golden Warriors, good balance, as Coach Jim Preston talked about with us in the pregame show, but nobody really lighting it up either for them, as that balance of the 21 points accounts for, you know, nobody really having a huge offensive game. Zach Remmert, the leading scorer for the Golden Warriors, with 7. And then nobody has 3. Nobody has more than 3 after that. Zachary Everett has 3. Rafael Sosa. Drake Penaflor has each have 2. Chase Shetter, Micah Miller, and Tanner DeWitt all have 2. 1 point for Trey Whitaker. Silver Streaks leading 36-21 at the half. We'll run through some more of the team statistics when we get an opportunity to give you a few more of those. Looks like 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12. Sterling with 17 rebounds in the first half, 5, 6, 10, 14.
Silver Streaks with 16, so pretty much an even game there. Sterling, despite the full court pressure that's caused some real problems for teams throughout the season, 10 turnovers, though, that the Streaks have forced compared to just 8, so Galesburg doing a better job handling the ball here, at least in the first half. Galesburg on top, 36-21. Galesburg sophomores lost tonight, 53-46.
When we come back, we'll run through some more of the statistics, try to get a word with Streaks assistant coach Steve Cheeseman as well at the half. It's 36-21, Silver Streaks by 15 at Sterling. You're listening to Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on WGIL at WGIL.com.
Play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Chuck Ross with Mel Foster Company, making it happen, by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg, and by office specialists in Galesburg and Kewaunee, where your office is their business.
Good luck, Silver Streaks, from the all-new Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall. Stop in and check out the new 2013 Nissans, the most innovative and exciting cars available today. Over 150 to choose from at Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall.
I'll never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
It was a moment.
It was a moment that changed my life.
We looked down from the chopper and saw the whole area was flooded.
At that moment, it really hit me. This is why I joined the Guard.
People had gone up to the rooftops to escape the rising waters.
Talk about intense moments. We had to lower the guys online some 30 feet down.
This is where teamwork and training really paid off.
It took steady nerves and steady hands for the chopper pilots to hover like that.
No question, Guard pilots are the best in the world.
I couldn't believe it. I just saved a life.
What could be better than serving the people of my hometown?
In the National Guard, you serve your community as well as your country. While you work or attend college, in return, you gain skills in which you can build a career and receive benefits that can help you pay for college. Learn more about what it means to be a citizen soldier at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Illinois National Guard. Aired by the Illinois Broadcasters Association and this station.
The official WGIL forecast. Cloudy skies tonight of a low of 28. Chance of rain tomorrow afternoon, a high of 45. Rain and blustery tomorrow night with a low of 31. Then Thursday, very windy, colder. Snow or rain in the morning. Snow in the afternoon. Can see several inches of accumulation possible. And temperatures fall into the 20s Thursday afternoon. Very cold and windy Thursday night with an overnight low of 15. Currently in downtown Galesburg, it's 37 at WGIL.
Interactive sports talk with scores, expert analysis, and so much more. Fox Sports Radio, weekends on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
I want to thank one of our sponsors here on WGIL for providing our transportation on the road all season long for high school football to Galesburg girls and boys basketball. Galesburg Nissan providing transportation for Tom Meredith and me tonight in a 2013 Nissan Altima. It's one of the rental fleet and tremendous
fleet of rental cars. You can choose anywhere from economy, such as a Nissan Versa or a compact like the Nissan Cube, all the way up to the premium SUV like the Nissan Murano. You can also check out the pickup truck, the Nissan Frontier, a minivan like a Nissan Quest. And your charges range from anywhere for just under $30 a day plus tax up to $90 a day plus tax, depending on how elite of a vehicle you might want to check. Ellsworth Nissan has an extensive model selection of new and late model Nissan rental cars to meet your needs. Check them out at 342-4121. Anytime, Monday through Friday, regular hours 7:30 to 5, and Saturday 8 to noon at 120 North Broad Street for the rental car fleet of Galesburg Nissan, now located at 2080 North Henderson Street, the 6th of the Sandburg Mall in Galesburg. And our thanks to Galesburg Nissan for providing our transportation in the 2013 Nissan Altima. So, re-rent a new car, and it's already part of the rental fleet. You can travel in style as well. Ellsworth Street leading Sterling here at end time 36-21. Again, Carson Season not with the team because of an illness. Gave Joe Williams a chance to start. He scored 7 in the first quarter. Gave Denzel Jones a lot more scoring opportunities in the first half as well. Especially one straight to break that Sterling threat. Jones had a career high, at least the varsity career high, 8 points in the first half. Grant Gibson had 8. So 23 of the streak, 36 points. Shared among those three players as well. Lots of kills for Silver Streaks to score. Only Ryan Carl and Logan Davis have been in the game that have not scored for the Silver Streaks. So it's been a good road trip so far. Still a full second half of action to go to try to get the Silver Streaks to their 6th win of the season. Sterling at 4-4. I want to remind you, Galesburg Silver Streaks girls basketball comes your way this Saturday. Tom mentioned earlier, they'll be at the Jacksonville Shootout playing the host Crimson. First trip for Coach Evan Massey's squad down to Jacksonville for the shootout. And we'll have pregame coverage at 4:40 Saturday afternoon if everything's running on time. Tip-off schedule for 5 o'clock. Same time as the Illini Board of War game against Missouri, so we won't have Illini basketball for you on Saturday. But Tom and Eric will keep you updated with all the action there. Next action for the Galesburg boys after tonight will be at the Taylorville Holiday Tournament. Lee and I will have that one, the 5 o'clock game. They'll play the Silver Streaks for the first game of the tournament. They will battle Mattoon down at Taylorville, 5 o'clock on December 26th. Coming up in a week. Galesburg Silver Streaks girls, meanwhile, will travel to Charlotte. So lots of action for you. They'll start a day later, and many of our girls' game broadcasts will transfer over to 92.7 FM, the Laser. So we can talk more about that one as we go along here tonight and hopefully beyond, as we can focus on hopefully a Silver Streak victory. As Galesburg comes out with the ball to start the second half, and a good feed for Joe Williams through the lane over to Ethan Meeker, who lays it up. And the Silver Streaks now with their biggest lead of the game, 38-21, as we get underway in the second half. Galesburg sophomores fell tonight, 53-46. Here's a quick jumper at the other end. Miller's shot comes up short. Grant Gibson gets his 5th rebound of the game and then turns it over on the getting careless with the ball. Everett steals it away. Leads to a basket for the Golden Warriors, 38-23. And then Galesburg on the full court press has the shot deflected out of bounds in the half court, and they'll inbound it here. 9 turnovers on the streak. Denies him a chance to build on a 17-point lead. On the inbound from Gibson, to Meeker with a one-hand floater, comes up a little bit short. Everett with the rebound for Sterling. Here come the Golden Warriors trying to cut into this 15-point Galesburg lead just underway in the second half. On the outside, Miller passes it left side over to Remmer. On the wing, pulls up from 19 feet just inside the arc. Great moment from and that pulls Sterling within 13 now, 38-25. Full court pressure by the Golden Warriors. Gibson fouled from the backside. Going for the steal, Trey Whitaker picks up his 2nd foul. And the streak will inbound it in the backcourt. Just over a minute into the 3rd quarter, 6:57 to go, 38-25. Galesburg with the ball lead by 13. That's the 2nd foul of the game on Whitaker. And the 1st on Sterling here in the 2nd half. Gibson across midcourt. Between the circles on the dribble, working his way right. All the way to the right elbow. Now passes it back to Ryan Carl at the free throw line extended. Over to Trevon Diggins. Trying on the give and go to Joe Williams. He'll back up toward half court on the dribble. Drives in the lane, kicks it out to Gibson for 3. A little bit short. Rebound knocked around. Looks like Carl took it away from Trevon Diggins. Hart comes up with a rebound for Sterling. Quick jumper at the other end. That three rolls in and out for Sterling. And Carl comes up with a rebound for the Silver Streak. Into the front court quickly. Gibson has it stripped from the backside and then on the baseline. Hart couldn't control it after stealing it away. And the Streak will hang on to it as Hart dribbled it on the baseline. Three quick baskets by Sterling. They come out making their first three shots. Silver Streak's a little bit colder, missing two of their first three, but they have the ball here leading by 13. Here's Gibson for three. That was well off the mark. Rebound chased down onto the sideline and a good block out by Whitaker on the sideline as Carl was chasing it, and it dribbles out of bounds back to Sterling. So Streak, much like they did in the first quarter, gets a good look at the basket to start off the third quarter and can't knock down any of these open looks, so now Sterling a chance to pull a little bit closer. On the left side, Remmert had an open look for three, but Meeker covers him up. Dribbles on the pick and roll, draws a double team, baseline shot won't go. Weak side put back, that comes up short, and then Shedder right there. Oh, rebound put back. Again, they get three cracks at the basket, and it's 38-27. Sterling within 11 now. Into the front court, down the lane, right side, Gibson found an opening, took it all the way in. Gilbert called the timeout, leading 40-27. With 5:41 to go in the third quarter, it takes us 30 seconds. Timeout. Take a quick timeout as well. Galesburg by 13. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Another one.
Another what?
Every customer that's walked through those doors this morning has left smiling, even laughing.
I am good.
Michelle, XYZ.
Oh, no.
Uh-huh.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
Live coverage of GHS basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg, by office specialists in Galesburg and Kewaunee, where your office is their business, and by Chuck Ross of Mel Foster Company, making it happen.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Coming out of the Galesburg 30-second timeout, Streaks force a turnover on the full court pressure. So their pressure continues to cause some problems for Sterling, which, as we mentioned earlier, has gone to this modified system that Coach Evan Massey runs, but it's not quite the same thing as Coach Mike Reynolds explained in the pregame show. They pressure the ball a lot. Silver Streaks getting the better of them here tonight. 40-27, Galesburg by 13. Tough pass by Grant Gibson, trying to thread the pass through the lane. Bad idea. Sterling picked it off, takes it away. 5.5 minutes to go, third quarter. Silver Streaks by 13. Sterling with the ball here on the outside. Now stepping inside the arc, pull-up jumper rolls off the rim. Rebound by Joe Williams and a foul over the backside as Remmert's shot came up short. Good box out by Joe Williams. That'll be the third foul of the game now on Trey Whitaker. Second team foul on the Golden Warriors. They substitute a couple of players in. Rafael Sosa back in. He's also playing with three fouls. Drake Penaflor is in as well for the Golden Warriors. Alex Soriano comes back in for the first time in the second half as well. Streaks break the press. Good feed from Ross. Low block down to Grant Gibson. Lays it up and in from the right side. Galesburg just like that. Back on top by 15. 42-27. At the top of the circle between the circles, Cornell Hart. Upside onto the wing to Whitaker. Dribbling his way right is Penaflor. Now left side onto the wing. It goes to Soriano. Shoots the quick three. Oh, they're going to be just on the wing, apparently. Just on the line. So just a two-pointer. First basket of the game for Alex Soriano. Holt Sterling back within 13. Between two defenders, Meeker with a dribble. Now gets it off to Joe Williams. Between the circles, Ross. Left side, open corner. Meeker for three. Got it. Second three-pointer of the game for Ethan Meeker. Puts Galesburg on top by 16 now at 45-29 at the free throw line. Bouncing left side over to Penaflor. Works his way to the top of the arc. Picks up his dribble. Fakes left at the pass. Still with it. Now gets it away to Cornell Hart. Guarded by Diggins. Bounce pass down low. Poked away by Ross. Picked off by Meeker. Here comes the Silver Streak. Ethan in the backcourt. Now gets it across the timeline. Left side over to Grant Gibson. Gibson dribbling his way right. Ross, onto the wing to Joe Williams. Brings it just inside the top of the arc. Gibson steps inside to the free throw line. Right side baseline. Ross driving. Left side corner. Ethan, same spot. Good again. Back-to-back three-pointers for Ethan Meeker from the same spot in the left corner. He'll score by 19 now. 48-29. 3:35 to go, third quarter.
And a timeout called by the Golden Warriors. It'll be just a 30-second timeout there as well. Ethan Meeker with 8 points in the third quarter. He's in double figures with 11 now. And the Silver Streaks have outscored Sterling here on a little bit of a run. 10-2 to open up a 19-point lead. 3:35 to go in the third quarter. Not a bad Galesburg contingent making the trip up here tonight, especially on a Tuesday night during a holiday season. They're enjoying what they're seeing here. We told you earlier, Galesburg got off to a slow start, giving up the first 5 points of the game, turned it over a few times, missed their first three shots. They came back with a vengeance, outscoring the Golden Warriors 17-3, took a 9-point lead at the end of the first quarter. It was 15 at the half. Sterling got within 11 here in the third quarter, but it's now a 19-point lead. Sterling breaks the streak, half-court press. And in the lane, Miller gets it over to Everett, who puts it up and in, drawing the defense again. And now the streaks turn it over. Two-on-one at the other end. After the Galesburg turnover, and just like that, it's back down to a 15-point lead, 48-33. And then now Williams is grabbed by Cornell Hart as Meeker got it in from the backcourt into the frontcourt. Williams tried to dribble around. First foul of the game, third team foul on Sterling here in the second half. Grant Gibson will bring it across midcourt, working left hands off to Diggins right in front of the Galesburg bench. 48-33, under 3 minutes to go, third quarter. Left side shot up and in by Grant Gibson. He has six in the quarter, 14 for the game. Galesburg on top by 17, 50-33, and a hand check foul called on the Silver Streaks in the half court defense. First foul of the game on Trevon Diggins, and only the first team foul on the Silver Streaks here in the second half. Pulling the trigger in from the baseline, Tanner DeWitt from the left of his own basket. Looking now, lobs it way out high and nearly into the backcourt. It does go into the backcourt by Micah Miller. Now a huge jump stop, but he gets away with it. Onto the right side it goes, and back they go to Tanner DeWitt. Mike Miller gives a wry smile back to his coaching staff after that travel call not made. Now DeWitt trying to dribble on Trevon Diggins, and they're going to say it's out of bounds on Diggins as he just got a hand on there. It looks like he went out of bounds on DeWitt. But nevertheless, good defense by the Streaks.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Trevon did a nice job with the quick hands and pulled away, and the way Trevon looked, I also thought DeWitt had gotten a piece of it after Trevon knocked it away.
2:30 to go here in the third quarter. 50-33, Silver Streaks by 17. More substitutions in for Sterling. On the inbound, it goes to Pettiflor, working against Williams in the man's defense. Logan Worf back into the game for the Warriors. Goes into the hands of Micah Miller. Dribbling to the free throw line, cut off there, out to Pettiflor. Now right side it goes down to the wing to Shedder. He steps left, gets it back behind him to Zach Remmer. Guarded there by Ethan Meeker. Good defense by the Streaks again in the half court as we approach the two-minute mark of the third quarter. Now stolen away by Grant Gibson. Just reached in, took it away from Miller, and they're going to call a travel as Gibson tried to come out with it and I guess got the ball hung up on his hip.
Yeah, he did. He tried to make the spin move. The ball kind of got hung up on his hip. I didn't think they were going to call it an issue. It's kind of a delayed whistle, but once he finally got the ball on the floor, the official did see that he had it up on his hip. Unfortunate turnover, but again, good quick hands, good defense by the Streaks.
12 turnovers on the Silver Streaks, 13 in the game on Sterling. That could have been a call to carry, but Remmert passes it away now. This is Miner with it, driving to the top of the circle. Miller, rather, cut off at the high post on the give-and-go backdoor layup, blocked by Denzel Jones. Outlet to Joe Williams with a layup up and in. 52-33, Galesburg back on top by 19. There was even contact on the backboard, even if that ball not gone down, it should have counted anyway. Now a bad pass through the hands of Miller, and they're going to say Joe Williams trying to dribble around him after the steal, stepped on the sideline.
Yeah, kind of walking the tightrope there. Another good defensive play, but just did step on the sideline, which is unfortunate as he had Grant Gibson running the floor, would have had another easy two there.
52-33, Galesburg. 95 seconds to play in the third quarter. It's been a fun game to watch from the Galesburg perspective. About the time Sterling makes a little run, Galesburg gets one to answer back and typically has extended the lead bigger to where it was before Sterling made the run. Right now it's a 19-point lead. Cut off on the baseline, and a big block by Ryan Carl. That's his third block of the game. It goes out of bounds, and Sterling will hang on to it.
O'Ryan decided to send a little bit of a message on that one rather than tipping it up. He literally swatted that one out of bounds. You can hear it up here. It sounded like a volleyball spike.
Kind of felt it up here, too, all the way at the opposite end of the floor. On the inbound, Soriano, who just got rejected, will pull it in from the baseline. Now gets it into the corner over to DeWitt, trying to lean in on Trevon Diggins. Backs his way up between the circles instead. Minute 20 to go, third quarter. Silver Streaks lead by 19. DeWitt fakes left, drives right, cut off in the lane, just throws the ball up in the air, gets it back, trying to bounce it through the lane, and the Streaks tie up Everett on the double team and the alternating possession. Points back to Hillsborough.
Yeah, nice job defensively again. Everett got himself caught up in the lane. Streaks doing a great job defensively. Looked like he may have even traveled a couple times, went up and down with the ball, but nice job defensively again.
On the inbound, Sterling instead hang onto it on the alternating possession, and now a foul called on Denzel Jones as the Streaks had Sterling in all kinds of trouble down there, but bailed out by a reach-in foul by Denzel Jones, getting a hack on the arm.
Well, what's a quick act of hands by the Streaks on the defensive end? We've seen several balls getting swatted away.
Second foul on Denzel Jones. Quick jumper from the corner. Won't go down by Soriano. And then on the weak side, the ball last touched apparently by Ryan Carl, so Sterling will get it back again for their third offensive crack at it once again. 19-point Gillsburg lead on the inbound at the free throw line. Jumper by Sosa, but he was wide open, missed the shot. Scramble for the rebound. Gibson saves it on the baseline. Gets it out to Joe Williams. Leads the break, and it's down by Ryan Carl on the outlet pass. Quickly comes back Sterling. Down 21 now. Everett. Top of the circle, DeWitt. 40 seconds to go, third quarter. DeWitt cut off at the free throw line, still with a dribble. Lost the ball on the floor. Streak scrambling for it. Diggins comes out with it. 3-on-1. Gives to Williams up and in.
Boy, what a nice fast break. Start off, obviously, with a great defense, but another nice fast break for the Streak.
56-33. Gillsburg having some fun. Up by 23 with 20 seconds to go here in the third quarter, and DeWitt pulls it out. Sterling, uncharacteristically, will hold now. As much as they like to run with the ball, they're going to hold for the last shot. Right side, oh, maybe not. DeWitt for three from the corner. That won't go. Streaks on the run with the rebound. With 6 seconds to go, Gibson got held. Baseline shot, up and in. That's the end of the third quarter. Hillsburg by 25, 58, 33 at the end of three. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL, WGIL.com.
More callers, more presents, more winners when we play Pick a Present on WGIL.
Debbie's going to pick two numbers between 1 and 6, and if the presents behind the numbers match, she'll win.
23.
Present 23. A $100 gift certificate from InFocus Optical.
Ho, ho, ho.
You did it.
You've been following along pretty closely, obviously.
I signed up for the email clues they give you, too.
WGIL's Christmas Pick a Present is sponsored by Kohl's Diamond Gallery, InFocus Optical, and Brighter Life Bookshop. Details at WGIL.com.
You are the talent. You are the strength. You are the athlete. When you're under those lights, something happens inside of you. Your feet move faster. Your hands grip tighter. Your heart beats harder. And time slows down. The weight of the team is on you, and you've never felt lighter. That's what good equipment does for you. It's there, performing with you. Breedlove's has the gear you need to be even better than you already are. Settle for nothing less than professional brands that deliver every time, like you. Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee.
Season's greetings from Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
3 quarters gone here in Sterling, with the Silver Streaks enjoying a 25-point lead, 58-33 over Sterling, as the Silver Streaks have the ball to start the fourth quarter. Grant Gibson on the dribble, working his way right between two defenders, high off the glass, comes up short, gets his own rebound, now scramble for it on the floor, creates another loose ball, and now finally controlled by Remmert for Sterling. Warriors need a huge rally here in the fourth quarter. Silver Streaks just need to continue to play the strong defense we've seen tonight. Driving in and on Tyson Parks, Everett just leaning, maybe stepping some more, and finally knocked out of bounds by the Streaks.
I was going to say, it seemed like he started out by the free throw line. He did that reverse pivot on one foot, and then it seemed like he pivoted on the other foot to get himself under the basket.
It's underway in the fourth quarter on the inbound. Wide open look at the shot up and in by Micah Miller. 58-35. Sterling's going to need a lot of that here in the fourth quarter. Meeker across midcourt, behind the back with the dribble, drawing a double team ball, snapped out of his hands, knocked out of bounds. And Sterling is going to do everything they can
to create havoc for the Silver Streaks here in the fourth quarter. We're just underway, 45 seconds, final period. At Musgrove Fieldhouse, 58-35, Silver Streaks, since taking a 7-5 lead in the first quarter, have led the entire game. Right side, Trevon Diggins. On the wing, back out high to Tyson Parks. Looking back door to Grant Gibson, gets it instead to Meeker on the outside. Now Carl comes out high for the pass. He had a dunk late in the third quarter for his first one of the season. On the right side, Gibson traveled with it before he got the ball on the floor, trying to drive into the lane.
Yeah, he saw that opening there and got a little bit of a quick step before he put the ball on the floor.
58-35. Played a minute here in the fourth quarter, 6:52 to go in the game. Silver Streak's biggest lead of the night is 25, thanks to a 10-point run to end the third quarter that built a 15-point lead to 25. On the left side of the wing, Penaflor. Around the screen, Streaks fight through it, picks up his dribble at the top of the circle, left side it goes to Miller. Driving in the lane, way off balance and out of control, but he gets his own rebound, and the putback is too strong there as well. Silver Streaks with the rebound, and trying to find Parks cutting down the lane. Good defense by Sterling to get back, knocking it out of bounds. 6:27 to go.
Yeah, a little bit too much traffic there. Tyson may have been a split second. He was open, but a little bit too much traffic to make that pass. Fortunately, goes back to the streak.
58-35 on the inbound, nearly stolen away by Sterling. Again, Soriano got a hand on it, then couldn't save it inbounds before he went out of bounds. So the Streaks will go from the right of the backboard, now to the left of the backboard to inbound it. Gibson, Carl, Meeker, Parks, and Trevon Diggins. On the inbounds to Ethan Meeker. Might have gotten away with the travel. Gets it out to Trevon Diggins. Down the lane, dumps it off to Parks. Up, gets blocked from the backside by Miller, who then rebounds the miss. Tyson is about a half step slow on that one, on the recognition. Now quick three at the other end is an air ball. Rebound by Trevon Diggins on the run. Leading the ring. Up to Grant Gibson, and he's fouled on the way in. Good transition effort by the Silver Streaks. They'll get two free throws.
Yeah, nice bounce pass from Trevon to Grant, and Grant realized by the time he got the ball, he had to kind of reverse that. So he had to go across from the left to the right to try to get it up off the glass.
6:05 to go in the game. Fourth team foul on Micah Miller. 6:05 to go, as we mentioned. Grant Gibson's first free throw is good. Only his third free throw attempt of the night. Galesburg by 24, 59-35. 9 points in the half for Gibson, 17 for the game. Make it 18 for the game as he makes both free throws. In the Silver Streak, scoring just 36 points in a loss to Northcott Saturday. Lead here 60-35. So they've turned the tables on the Golden Warriors. Quick jumper on that three-pointer is way off the mark. Two back-to-back badly shot three-pointers by Soriano. It's out of bounds back to the Streak.
Yeah, that one didn't hit anything. May have gotten a little bit of the net, but hit the end line when it went out, so the Streaks ran the length of the court.
Full court pressure, Streaks breaking. Diggins between the circles. Right side over to Meeker on the wing. Quick pass down low. Parks, spin move in the lane. Good strong effort by Parks. About as strong a move as we've seen him make all season long. He's going to get a couple of free throws on the foul here.
Yeah, that was the case. He might have actually been better off to just take that one straight up because it was a nice hard pass, but he made the spin move. Defense kind of collapsed on him there, but still a nice quick move by strong move by Tyson, as you said.
Foul on Alex Soriano is his first. First free throw up and in by Parks. His first point of the game. Galesburg on top by 26. 61-35. Sophomores lost tonight, final of 53-46. Parks, we get a second. Team fouls on Sterling. How about only two team fouls on Galesburg here in the second half? Their defense has been terrific. Parks isn't blocked out after the miss, and then after he dumped it down to Brian Carl, he got poked in the head, lost the ball out of bounds, and the Streaks turn it over. Unfortunate break there, and Ryan's still holding his eye.
Yeah, nice thought by Tyson. They got in quickly to rebound his own miss on the free throw, saw Ryan open there, but yeah, as he reached up to get the pass, somebody caught him across the face or across the eye.
5:37 to go in the game. Galesburg by 26, 61-35. Here's Logan Worf with it now, just in front of the scoring table across half court, into the hands of Everett. Dribbling down the left side, cut off there, dumps it down underneath the basket, draws the defense up in the air. Trey Whitaker pump fakes. It was like everything just sort of slowed down all of a sudden in slow motion. Two Silver Streaks defenders bit on the fake, and the foul is going to be on Tyson Parks, sending Whitaker to the free throw line. He was one of two from the stripe earlier in the game.
Well, I'll tell you what, the defense has just been so impressive, as it was on Friday night. And
when you come out and play defense like that, no matter what you're doing on the offensive end, you're going to give yourself a chance in ball games because you're going to end up getting some layups like the Streaks did during that run toward the end of the third quarter and early here in the fourth.
The left-handed Whitaker misses both free throws. He is 1-4 from the free throw line tonight. Tyson Parks comes down with a second strong rebound. Here's the Meeker with a pull-up jumper. Nice, smooth shot from about 12 feet away. Silver Streaks now lead 63-35. Quick three at the other end. That's a home roll there for Zach Remmert from the corner. It circled around the rim and then dropped through. 25-point Galesburg lead as Gibson gets knocked down in the backcourt. 16 fouls on Sterling. That'll be number four of the game on Trey Whitaker. And an extra put the Streaks in the bonus for the rest of the game, just under 5 minutes to play.
Nice job by Ethan Meeker last time down on the offensive. He got the pass outside the three-point arc, bobbled it a little bit. The defense was closing out on him, so he took the dribble and came in with the easier short shot.
Now the Streaks turn it over in the backcourt. Whitaker driving in from the left side again, tries to get Gibson to bite on the fake. He doesn't, holds his ground, and forces Whitaker to throw the ball over the basket, which Ryan Carl rebounds on the weak side. Galesburg now into the front court. Ryan Carl picks up the rebound on the left wing. Quick bullet pass to Gibson. He's open down the lane. One-handed teardrop rolls through. Good recognition by Grant Gibson. I think he was shocked to turn around and look toward the basket and see there was 6 feet of lane open in front of him.
Yeah, this thing kind of opened up. His eyes kind of got wide open. Oh, here I go.
Now Sterling with a terrible pass in the front court throws it behind the teammate. Out of bounds right in front of the Sterling bench. And the Streaks get it back here, leading by 27. 4:17 to go in the game. And the inbounds coming from Meeker. Right in front of the Sterling bench. Gets it into Gibson. Picks up his dribble in the backcourt. Now needs help. Gets it over to Meeker. He'll bring it across midcourt. Meeker pointing out directions. Carl skip pass right side over to Gibson. Driving in around the screen from Parks and lays it up and in. Tyson set that one on the low blocks, and that allowed Grant to get the extra 2 steps he needed to go in for the basket.
Yeah, and it's nice to see the Streaks not selling for the three. Grant could have taken the open three there. Defense was closing out a little bit, but he had the open lane, took it in for the easier two.
29-point Galesburg lead with 3:45 to go in the game here. Bounce pass on the left side, Penaflor. Bring it back out. Streaks tag off him. He backs up, now passes away on the left wing to Remmer. Picks up his dribble, Meeker all over him. Back behind him, two hearts in the midcourt circle. Fakes, drives left, cut off by Diggins. Bounce pass down low. Tough left-handed shot off the mark by Everett. Good rebound under the basket by Ryan Carl, who's picked up 3 rebounds quickly here in the fourth quarter. Into the front court of the street. Wide open, Gibson, right side. 3, got it. Him not let him stand out there for that long. Streaks lead by 32 with over 3 minutes to go in the game.
Great ball movement to get by the Streaks, finding the wide open look.
Another rebound on the other end by Ryan Carl after the quick three comes up well off the mark. Carl building his rebounding statistics here in the fourth quarter. 70-38, Galesburg. With under 3 minutes to go in the game now. Diggins out high, covered up, lob into the lane. Carl with a scoop. No, gets his own rebound, hits it off the back of the rim. That won't go down. And the rebound by Everett for Sterling. Into the front court quickly. Low blocks, down low it goes to Micah Miller. Puts it up and in. 67-40. Timeout on the floor with 2:34 to go in the game, I think, just to get new players into the game. I don't think either coach really wants to use this as a timeout. Well, okay, maybe not. Maybe Jim Preston does want to use it as a timeout for Sterling, and he will. So we'll take a timeout as well. Silver Streaks by 30 on a fun night to watch Galesburg play with 2:34 to go in the game at Sterling. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL at WGIL.com.
Oh, just a little further. Oh. Mrs. Stevens?
Hey, Phil. Got a package for me?
Nope, just a power bill.
Oh, well, what's that?
That's the power bill, ma'am.
No.
Yeah, I think it's time you call Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Honestly, my back can't take much more of this.
Do everyone a favor and get a high-efficiency furnace from Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill.
Stay in touch with Galesburg wherever you go and anytime you're online. Just log on to WGIL.com.
Good to see the Silver Streaks so loose on the bench here with the starters out of the game. Devin Ross is in, so it's Bryce Reed, Eric Thompson for the Silver Streaks, who gets the block out high, deflected back out to DeWitt for Sterling. Bounce pass through the lane down low, circling around. I guess, keeping the pivot. But Thompson with another block. And finally, on the third effort, Trey Whitaker gets it up and in for the Golden Warriors. As the freshman, Eric Thompson, into the game at 6'5", got a couple of blocks down there. Now Devin Ross knocked down and falls over the midcourt line. And that gets called for over and back.
Yeah, I was going to say, I didn't think he fell down on his own. He had gotten bumped and kind of got knocked backwards and fell back across the timeline.
70-42, Silver Streaks by 28 with a minute 50 to go in the game here at Sterling. Warriors came in at 4-4 under first-year head coach Jim Preston. They've been run out of their own gym here tonight. Three times the ball falls off the rim and a delayed call. I think it was Thompson who got his hand up there. Clearly got his hand into the net, and finally the officials called the basket interference.
Yeah, it was either here or Bryce Reed got up there, and yeah, the hand was in the net, and ball bounced around, fell off, and then the whistle blew.
So 70-44. Logan Davis in for the Silver Streaks, joining Tommy Lepus, Reed, and another turnover by Gillsburg. So the turnover numbers are going to go up here quickly to the end of the game. Sterling converts it into basket at the other end. It's now 70-46. As Soriano lays it up and in with a minute 20 to go in the game. Thompson out high, driving into the lane, gets hit to the deck. Micah Miller will pick up foul number 5, and he is out of the game with a minute 16 to go.
Devin Ross is wondering where that call was when he was out there near midcourt moments ago. But, yeah, it still definitely was a foul, so Eric will get a shot at the free throw line.
Eric Thompson, first free throw attempt of the season coming up, at least on the varsity level. Freshman plays quite a bit on the sophomore level as well. This will be his first free throw in a varsity contest. Galesburg sophomores lost tonight, 53-46. Thompson spins it in his hand, and he hits it too long off the rim, and then it's deflected back out to him for an offensive rebound. Here's a three on the way out, and it's way off the mark, and the Silver Streaks give it back as the dead ball rebound goes out back to Sterling. 109 to go in the game. It's been a fun night for the Silver Streaks, who have led by as many as 30 here tonight. Into the front court, Cornell Hartz. Most of Jim Preston's Sterling Golden Warriors who have played sufficient time are still on the floor. But he's 12 feet easily into the game. So he really doesn't have a lot of kids on that bench who don't play a whole lot. Penafore with a drive in from the right side, curls around. Sterling has now scored the last 8 of the game. Into the front court it goes to Bryce Reed. He'll bring it back out on the bounce into the hands of Thompson at the free throw line. Left side, Devin Ross at 36 seconds to go in the game. Ross with a hesitation gets it off. Here's Logan Davis for 3. That was an air ball. And the Streaks have back-to-back air balls from three-point range, and we'll send it back the other direction with 28 seconds to go.
Got a little smile out of Logan Davis there. Just we talk about this different shooting background, and that's probably a prime example right there.
Sterling turns it over, left us into the front court, gets it off to Reed. Thought about shooting it again. Now left corner, Ross for 3, and Devin knocks one down from the left corner. Hey, that spot's been good for the Streaks tonight, as Ethan Meeker hit a couple of big ones there earlier. Here's a scoop shot under out the up and under for Zach Remmert, and it's 73-50 with 2 seconds to go, and the Silver Streaks win by 23 here tonight. They go to 6-5 on the season, heading into the Taylorville Holiday Tournament coming up next week. We'll take a break. When we come on the post-game show, give you all the final numbers. We'll run through the individual scoring for both teams. Then we'll talk to Streaks head coach Mike Reynolds. Galesburg wins it here tonight big, 73-50 to improve to 6-5 in the season. Sterling falls to 4-5. Post-game coverage is coming up next on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Craddy Insurance, one office for all your insurance needs. By Bates Collision Center in Galesburg, we take the decision out of collision. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By McDonald's, I'm loving it. OSF St. Mary Medical Center, altogether better. Breed Love Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Galesburg Nissan, now located at 2080 North Henderson Street in Galesburg. And by Dave's Auto Body. You better call Dave's. Galesburg's radio station for news, talk, and Silver Streaks basketball. Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Picture this. Your car's been damaged in an accident. You feel upset. So imagine walking into our office to this.
I'm not sure that shaking my maracas around the office is going to make anyone's car woes any better.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
GHS Silver Streaks Basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg, by office specialists in Galesburg and Kewaunee, where your office is their business, and by Chuck Ross of Bell Foster Company, making it happen.
Illinois fans, help us paint Chicago orange and come cheer on your Fighting Illini men's basketball team as they take on Auburn at the United Center on Saturday, December 29th for a 1:15 p.m. game. It's a brand new style of Illini basketball under new head coach John Gross, so don't miss your chance to see them in action in the Windy City. It's Illinois basketball at the United Center, Saturday, December 29th. Buy your tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Go Illini!
A lot of daily repetitive motion can lead to loss of range of motion, causing you pain. Sarah Haynes, physical therapist for OSF St. Mary Medical Center, specializes in exercise to help relieve back pain.
The McKenzie Method is a self-treatment program, so the patient is given exercises and postural correction and basically taught how to treat their own problem. And usually if they follow through with a maintenance program that can take just 2 or 3 minutes a day, they can significantly reduce their pain.
OSF St. Mary Medical Center, all together better.
The wait for great barbecue is over. The McRib sandwich is back at McDonald's. If you haven't tried it, let's take you through our barbecue basics.
Start with tender, juicy, real pork and a hint of Memphis-style smoke and seasoning.
Top it with crispy pickles and slivered onions for a touch of North Carolina tang.
All on a home-style bun, here for a limited time. More of that one-of-a-kind taste to love. So what are you waiting for? And right now, when you buy an amazing McRib extra value meal, you get another tender, juicy barbecue McRib for only a dollar. Price and participation may vary.
The official WGIL forecast, cloudy skies tonight of a low of 28. Chance of rain tomorrow afternoon, high of 45. Rain and blustery tomorrow night with a low of 31. Then Thursday, very windy, colder. Snow or rain in the morning, snow in the afternoon. Could see several inches of accumulation possible. And temperatures fall into the 20s Thursday afternoon. Very cold and windy Thursday night with an overnight low of 15. Currently in downtown Galesburg, it's 37 at WGIL.
Final stats, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and comments from Streaks head coach Mike Reynolds. WGIL's coverage of GHS boys basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
73-50 as Galesburg, well, is able to get out and run consistently and run well. Tom, it was a pleasure to watch these guys play here tonight. You didn't have the displeasure of watching them on Saturday, maybe especially in light of the game on Saturday. Yeah. But they looked really sharp here tonight.
Yeah, they really did. And not unlike Friday night, except even a little bit better offensively. And that really, as I said a little bit ago, was triggered by the defense. I mean, you're gonna be in any ball game if you're able to play defense like that. And defense created offense tonight. You know, we knew Sterling wanted to get out and run a little bit. The Streaks defense really kept them from doing that. They were getting back. They weren't getting easy layups. Yet, on the other hand, the Streaks were able to do that themselves, either early on in that first half. Made their run. They were able to break the full court pressure of Sterling. They got a lot of either one-on-nothing, two-on-one, or two-on-nothing breaks to get some easy buckets. And then here in the second half, when they made that run, especially late in the third quarter, it was the defense causing the turnovers and getting a lot of easy, fast break buckets. Had some wide-open looks from three that they hit, but also even when they had some wide-open looks, passing the ball around, getting and taking, or even off the dribble drive, getting the easier shot, taking it in for either the mid-range jumper or that short-range jumper.
Tom mentioned some of the runs. I'll just kind of run through. Sterling scored the first 5 points of the game. In fact, Galesburg didn't look very sharp early on in the game, and it was a bit of a concern. Sterling got the first 5 points. Streaks turned it over a couple times, missed three pretty good-looking open shots, and fell behind 5-0. Then they scored the next seven to take a 7-5 lead. Sterling got a point to make it 7-6, and then the Streaks finished the first quarter on a 10-2 run. It was 17-8 at the end of one. Sterling pulled back within nine at 19-10, and then the Silver Streaks went on another little bit of a run, 7-1, finished the first half on a 6-0 run to make it 36-21 at halftime. Let's see, Sterling got back within, how close, 13, as Coach Mike Reynolds makes his way up here for some post-game comments. Sterling got back within 11 in the third quarter, but then Galesburg went on another big run late in the third quarter, went up
by 25 at the end of three quarters, ended up winning it here tonight by 27. As Coach Mike Reynolds joins us now in our post-game interview, brought to you by Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Coach, defense tonight, I thought, really spurred this game on. What are your initial thoughts on this one?
Yeah, I think once we got our positioning down defensively and offensively, you know, we were fine. You know, we outscored them pretty big there for the about since the middle of first quarter on, and played extremely well. And you know, with Carson gone, we got some other guys in some different spots. And then at halftime, Marcus is looking like death warmed him over too. So he's got asking for a cold towel and stuff. It's so, you know, we had some guys, but I said, Marcus, as well as you played, you should have maybe got sick last week, you know, and then maybe we wouldn't have fouled quite as much. But, I you know, to a man, I thought we played extremely well.
And from a team perspective, too, I thought you got great contributions from everybody. You were bringing guys in off the bench. It just everybody looked really sharp here tonight.
Yeah, once we got our positioning down, actually the bench guys had a little more of an advantage because they got to see exactly what we were talking about in pregame and things. Because yesterday at practice, we focused on us. We obviously had some soul-searching to do a little bit. And I guess maybe Saturday's the fluke and not Friday. That's kind of what we're hoping.
As we go through, let's talk about Denzel Jones, first of all, the lift he gave you off the bench. I thought that was big.
Certainly. He played extremely well on both ends of the floor. He got a couple deflections. And he's little, and we played him at the, you know, Coach Hart likes to call four guard, you know, whatever that means. But we played with four guards in there, and he was able to get out on the break. We put more of a finisher in the back line of our press breaker than we normally would. You know, against a traditional type press, you might put a more athletic ball handler up closer, but we put Grant, a bigger guy, up top so he could make the pass to Denzel, and we were able to get the ball skipped, and Denzel made some good finishes.
Grant finished with what I would call a quiet 25 points tonight. He kind of picked his spots in the game, and you know, we had some open looks early on that weren't going down for some of the kids, but in terms of sticking with it all the way through, Ryan Carl had a great fourth quarter, I thought, about it, as good of an eight-minute stretch as I think we've seen him play from late in the third into the fourth quarter. I guess what I like to see here is I didn't feel like any of the kids really let up at all when we got that big lead.
No, that's kind of what we said at half. You know, we want to come out here and show that we're able to play 32 minutes. And I think, you know, the last minute and a half, you know, we turned it over a little bit. But, I mean, guys have been sitting for 31 minutes. I think if they would have had a little more time earlier, they'd have been fine too. But, you know, I was happy with our effort, and we were able to sustain it. And, you know, I think one thing we preached yesterday is we want to be consistent with our performance. We think successful teams and successful people are consistent with their performance. And, you know, for basically most of the game, we were pretty consistent with our performance. So that's a big positive and a step in the right direction going to Taylorville.
Yeah, and that was my next question, was how big was it to come out with a game like this, getting ready for that tournament with a week off here now?
Well, you know, I mean, it's there's long little time off here. You know, we'll take a couple days off in that stretch, obviously Christmas and another day during the week here. And so we'll have a few more practices. We still have some things to shore up defensively that we want to do against a traditional type defense. But, you know, we like our effort. We like, you know, our positive performances that we had today. And we're certainly going to push our guys for more and keep pushing for more, because once Taylorville's over, we know that, you know, we got Alleman and UT coming to town to finish the league, you know, finish the first half of the league. And you know, 4-1 sounds better than 2-1 or 2-3 to me. So I'm not looking that far ahead, but we got to continue to get better. So when the elite teams come to town again, you know, Quincy and Rock Island and those teams, we got to be ready to go.
Well, great way to finish off this early part of the season with heading into the holiday tournament, and especially on an odd night, come up here, make a long road trip on a Tuesday night. So congratulations on the big win, Coach. Merry Christmas. We'll see you down at Taylorville.
All right, thanks a lot. Have a good one.
Mike Reynolds, thanks for stopping by, as always, here on the postgame. We'll take a break here. We'll run through some final statistics when we come back, give you our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game as well. Galesburg improves to 6-5, blowing out Sterling in their own field house, 73-50, an impressive performance by the Silver Streaks here tonight. Take a break here on the postgame show, and we'll continue with Silver Streaks boys basketball coming up on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Chuck Ross with Mel Foster Company, making it happen, by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg, and by Office Specialists in Galesburg and Kewaunee, where your office is their business.
Colder months are soon approaching, and snow and ice will cover our green grass. Hi, I'm Mark Craddy. I'm here to help Karen continue to serve our customers. Craddy Insurance, along with Rockford Mutual Insurance Company, are here to protect your home and car from winter mishaps. We are a family business here to help your family. We offer competitive rates through Rockford Mutual Insurance Company. Stop in and see us at 1197 North Henderson Street or give Karen or I a call for your free quote at 342-0071.
WGIL proudly supports the Galesburg community.
Hi, it's Bob O'Connor for WGIL. Help the GHS basketball cheerleaders at an Applebee's Flapjack fundraiser breakfast on Saturday the 29th at Applebee's on North Henderson. It runs 8 a.m. till 10 p.m., $5 donation suggested. Get more information from our calendar at WGIL.com.
These community announcements are brought to you by the staff and local ownership of WGIL. Involved and invested in Galesburg.
Terry Cavanaugh here for WGIL. Get more details on Saturday night's performance of Swing We Christmas at the Orpheum Theater when our guests join us tomorrow morning at 8:35 on the WGIL Morning News.
Let's run through some of our final statistics here. Brought to you by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home. Not miserable when you get the bill. Let's start off with the individual scoring for Sterling. Zach Remmert led the way, one of two players in double figures for the Golden Warriors with 14. Micah Miller, the only other player in double figures with 10 for Sterling. Zachary Everett finished with 7 tonight. Alex Soriano, Chase Shedder, and Drake Penaflor each finished with 4. Trey Whitaker finished with 3 tonight. Rafael Sosa and Tanner DeWitt each had 2. Logan Worf, Cornell Hart's play did not score for the Golden Warriors. For the Silver Streaks, about three players in double figures tonight. We talked about Grant Gibson's 25 with Coach Mike Reynolds, and as I mentioned, it was a quiet 25. Grant had 8 in the first half, but he was just very steady here tonight. Added 8 in the third quarter and 9 in the fourth quarter, so 17 in the second half, 25 for the game, which put him just over his season average of 22. Next up, Ethan Meeker. Three straight game in double figures for the freshman with 14 Friday, 13 Saturday, and now 13 here on Tuesday. And Joe Williams finishes with 11. Denzel Jones had that great flurry in the first half, late in the first quarter, into the second quarter, finished with a varsity career high 8. And next up, Trevon Diggins and Marcus Ross with 4 each. Tyson Parks had 3. So did Devin Ross with a late three-pointer. Ryan Carl finished with 2. And an emphatic 2 points as he gets his first dunk of the season. Logan Davis, Bryce Reed, Tommy Lepas, Eric Thompson all played but did not score tonight. And Carson Cheeseman did not play. He was home sick. 73-50. Silver Streaks win it here tonight. They do get out-rebounded 30-28 and commit more turnovers, 19-15, many of those coming late in the game as Coach Mike Reynolds emptied the bench. And he commented on that in the post game, as a lot of those guys who'd been sitting for a good chunk of the game came in late and weren't really in the flow of the game against most of the Sterling starters.
I was going to say, against most of the Sterling starters that were still in there, as the way, you know, we kind of see that on the girls' side, too, with Coach Massey. Sometimes late in the game, you're still going to see a lot of the same players who have played throughout the game when you're using your whole bench like that.
Galesburg has committed fewer turnovers than the opponent, 7 of the 10 games coming into this one. This will be the first game they've won where they committed more turnovers than their opposition. And typically they do get out-rebounded. They do get out-rebounded here again tonight. They've been out-rebounded in 9 of the 11 games. But again, pretty impressive when you've managed to win 4 of those 9 games. When you've been out, you don't want to get out-rebounded that much. But if you're still able to win half the games, if not more, when you do get out-rebounded, that's to their credit as well.
Well, you don't want to, you know, hopefully not give up a ton of offensive rebounds when you're getting out rebounded and those easy putbacks or getting called for fouls on that. And I think that was the case tonight. They did give up some offensive rebounds, but I didn't see Sterling getting a lot of easy putbacks on top of it, though.
No, and the Silver Streaks had their fair share of offensive rebounds as well tonight. 73-50. Galesburg wins it over the Sterling Golden Warriors. Our final statistics brought to you by McDonald's. I'm loving it, and we're loving the results here tonight. We'll do some more loving with our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game coming up next on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Good luck, Silver Streaks, from the all-new Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall. Stop in and check out the new 2013 Nissans, the most innovative and exciting cars available today. Over 150 to choose from at Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall.
Live coverage of GHS basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg, by office specialists in Galesburg and Kewaunee, where your office is their business, and by Chuck Ross of Nell Foster Company, making it happen.
Each year, filled with holiday spirit, Ed goes down to his basement, unpacks the electric snowman, and carries him outside for all to enjoy. And each year, just like that, Ed's holiday spirit disappears. Fortunately, Ed's spirit can be revived by indulging in McCafé's rich peppermint mocha and peppermint hot chocolate.
Love the holidays.
For a limited time, get a small peppermint mocha or any hot McCafé espresso beverage free when you buy a $10 McDonald's Arch Card. At participating McDonald's.
Win presents from jewelry to furniture this holiday season in WGIL's Christmas Pickup Present Contest. Listen for the cue to call and play. Details at WGIL.com.
Galesburg wins a rare Tuesday night boys basketball game on the road, no less. A little over an hour away up at Sterling. They do it in impressive fashion with a 73-50 win over the Golden Warriors to get back above the 500 mark heading into the holidays at 6-5. Our final order of business is our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, Tom, and we settled on this one together pretty quickly.
Yeah, we did. I mean, there were some impressive performances. When was kind of the crunch time of this game? Early on, streaks not hitting well from at least the perimeter of the field. So then you start going to the basket, take it in, and get it close, get it to the rim. And that's exactly what they did, plus the defense on top of it. And this young man, a prime example, he got in and took advantage of his opportunities. Denzel Jones did what a nice job getting free on the back after the press break and taking advantage when he got there.
Yep, so he finishes strong. He got 8 quick points in a flurry late in the first quarter and on to the second quarter when the Silver Streaks built a one-point lead at 9-8 up to, well, we'll say 19-8 as they scored the next 10. And Denzel was as big a part of that as anybody. It eventually grew to 15 by halftime and a 23-point Silver Streaks lead that was 30 at one point late in the fourth quarter. 73-50, they win it tonight, and the Streaks junior reserve guard off the bench, Denzel Jones, our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Tom Meredith with Jim Lee on vacation this week. I cannot begin to express how much I appreciate you filling in tonight. I don't want to belabor the technical problems that we had with our.
I think I'm bad luck
with our service tonight, but you are handling that, fighting through, and I can't thank you enough for dealing with that while I just focused on the game for our listeners.
I think I made the mistake of mentioning past problems here when you and I had maybe been up here back in the early 90s, and yeah, I think I jinxed us. The broadcaster's jinx, but
yeah, I guess so.
No, it was fun, and boy, it was especially fun to see a win, to see him come out, and you know, like you said, you mentioned to Coach Reynolds, boy, it's got to feel good for those kids going into the holidays. Now you completely forget about what happened Saturday, yeah. And you got this fresh in your minds heading into the tournament with games that you know you can win if you play the way you did tonight.
Yep, winnable games. But before we get to that, we got Galesburg girls basketball Saturday. One more chance to plug that for Coach Evan Massey's team.
Yeah, you know, the girls have been struggling. They've they played, lost to two very good teams in a row in Rock Island, which was a winnable game, and they had some opportunities. And then, of course, Maine South. And, that was a game where they played poorly in the first quarter, got down 16-4, but played even after that with an outstanding team. But you turn around, the next two were pretty disappointing losses at UT last Thursday and then Saturday at Manual against a 3-6 team. It's just, you know, Coach Massey said in the post game he hasn't found the correct buttons to push with this team yet. He hasn't figured out, you know, mentally what's going on with them. You know, we saw early what they're capable of. They've played some very good games early on, but they're struggling right now. So we'll see. We'll see on Saturday. I really don't know anything about Jacksonville. First time we've seen them, and you know, a different part of the state we have not played in the past, at least as far as the girls go. Obviously, we go to southeastern Illinois for the holiday tournament, but kind of the southwestern part of the state against Jacksonville. Don't know much about them or their history. I know they've had some good girls teams in past history, but we'll see. It'll be a 5 o'clock start. The game's at Illinois College, part of a shootout, the Illinois College Prep shootout that'll be taking place there. And I think the way it's set up that this is kind of the premier girls game of the day, but between the Streaks and the Jacksonville Crimson. So yeah, 5 o'clock scheduled start. So we'll take the air around 4:40 and make that. It's not, as a crow flies, that long of a trip, but since there's no easy way to get to Jacksonville from Galesburg, it takes 2.5 hours or so, 2:45, something like that. So yeah.
So we'll let you make the trip for us, and we'll just sit at home with the comfort of our own chairs. And
Not as bad, at least since we've got 4 lanes, at least all the way to Macomb. That probably makes it a little quicker that way. But still, nonetheless, it's still a trip, but looking forward to it. Hopefully the girls can kind of get things back on track. Same thing, you know, heading into the tournament, because same with the boys, girls going in, that's a tournament that they can win if they come in and play well, but just got to kind of get the wheels back on.
Yep. So good luck to you and Eric and the Silver Streaks girls on Saturday, and then off to Charleston after that for the holiday tournament. So
we'll be in the same general vicinity.
Sort of, yeah. And Merry Christmas to you. It's been fun working with you.
You too. And Jim, I hope you come back soon. I'm bad luck.
73-50, not bad luck enough, though, because the Galesburg Silver Streaks have some fun tonight, winning by 23 and improving to 6-5 on the season. Thanks to you for sticking through it with us as well, and thanks to Brian Prescott at the Downtown Studios, our broadcast engineer tonight. For Tom Meredith, for Brian Prescott, I'm Brad Binowitz. Galesburg wins it 73-50. Merry Christmas. We'll be back with you from Taylorville on December 26th as the Silver Streaks open the holiday tournament. Good night from Sterling.
Thanks for listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL. This has been a WGIL sports presentation.